plus years in the business. Whether it's going down to the Caribbean, whether it's to Europe, whether it's across the country for business, whatever it is, Altair Travel and Cruises. You're going to save money, time, and aggravation. 314-968-9600, altairtravel.com, or next to O.B. Clark's on Brentwood Boulevard. Altair Travel and Cruises, 314-968-9600, or altairtravel.com.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
It's the 11th annual World's Greatest Sports Trivia Championship, Friday, February 7th at Rams Park. It's a fundraiser every year for St. Patrick's Center, and you're invited. If you have what it takes to be with the best and the brightest, this trivia night is for you. Kara Henderson-Snead and Rams GM Les Snead will host an action-packed event, free tickets, great prizes, and a chance to be the best trivia team on the planet. Friday, February 7th at Rams Park. To find out more, Sports Trivia Championship.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
It's Monday. I have to ask Jose, because I'm not sure if the Consumer Electronics Show is over in Las Vegas or not. I'm kind of thinking it probably ended this weekend. We'll get his take on what had the greatest wow factor. I've been trying to read as many articles as I can, but all it does is make you want things, make you want a bigger TV, a better TV, a new set of headphones or whatever. We'll talk to him about that. And, of course, you can ask him whatever it is you want to ask him about technology. That's why it's called Tech Talk. It'll be about your phone, about your TV, your computer. Here's how it works. I give you the numbers. You call, you get put on hold, first come, first serve, after Jose enlightens us. It's your turn with him, 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. And Jose is courtesy of, well, he's actually not, like, his birth is not courtesy, but his appearance is courtesy of Auric. And the 7 locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. Great stores. Please tell them your AM and the PM, and please say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Jose, I thought about you today.
Thank you.
In a parking lot, there was an El Camino. This thing had, I don't know what year they came out, but it had to be like one of the first years for the Chevy El Camino. And I forgot how big those things were. So I thought, that's a car Jose Hernandez would drive.
Absolutely.
El Camino. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Am I right? The Consumer Electronics Show probably shut down this weekend?
Yes, it has.
And I've read little articles here and there about everything from curved screen televisions to whatever. And I don't know that there's any one particular thing that jumped out at me, and I was just curious if maybe there was for you.
There were about three or four things that jumped at me. Drones. Drones,
yeah.
Drones. Everybody,
yeah.
Anybody, everybody's going to have one.
There's in some hobby stores, there's a helicopter. And I've seen it. I was out of town, and I saw it in a hobby shop. And I don't know. Now, St. Louis really only has one big hobby store. And I don't know if they have it or not. They probably do. I think it's $49.95. I'm within $10. And it's a remote control helicopter with a high definition camera for $50. And when you land it, you literally, there's a little USB cable that comes from the camera. You plug it right in your computer, and you look at whatever the helicopter has just flown over. $50.
Yeah.
For that kind of surveillance.
Yeah, the other one I saw is one of those quadricopters, but it has a pair of wheels.
Yes.
So that when you're flying it, you can fly it up like against something on the roof and not destroy the blades, and it will move. Or you can fly it along the ground under things without crashing into stuff.
So it's essentially like you're taxiing a helicopter.
Yeah. But the cool part is once you get it where you want, you can detach away from the wheels and just go anywhere you want to go with it.
Yeah. The number from 3 weeks ago in an article in USA Today was that in 5 years, on an average day, there'd be 7,500 drones in the air in this country. I believe that. I don't think that sounds excessive.
That actually sounds low to me.
Yeah.
That's the ones that they're going to know about, the people that are making their own that aren't buying them from commercial manufacturers. The other cool thing was 3D printers are coming down in price and becoming more prevalent in homes. The nice thing is that they're going to actually have commercial-grade ones where you can purchase it. They've got personal ones where you want to make one-off things at home, like your own coffee mug. They have what they call professional ones, which companies are using to do individual prototypes of things. And then they have commercial-grade ones where they're actually being used for manufacturing production, where they're designed to make 10s or 20s or 30s of copies per minute.
All right, let me ask you a question. A 3D printer, great novelty thing, but realistically, push comes to shove, market settles on them. Do you really think most people have use for a 3D printer? Like, look, if I need a mug, I can buy mugs all day long for 50 cents.
Yes.
Based on the composite you have to build it out of, the printer and the material. Do you really think 3D printers, is that something most people need?
I don't know that a lot of people need it any more than you need a pottery throwing wheel to make your own pottery.
But if you're a potter, you do. If I need a screwdriver, I'm not going to get a 3D printer to make. I'll go to the hardware store and get a screwdriver. I'm just trying to think, what is it that people at home would use a 3D printer for, unless you're in some sort of business or you have a hobby where you knock out stuff to sell?
True, but there's going to be people that come up with plans for things that we didn't even know we need yet.
Yeah, I guess
they're going to print.
Did you guys have anything for Jose to throw in?
No.
No? Okay, go ahead, Jose.
The biggest 3D printing one is going to be organ printing, where they're printing live organs for transplant.
Whoa. There's one now. Just printed
one.
That's
going to
just came off the printer
for that.
KTRS 3D printer.
Wearable technology was pretty big at the Consumer Electronics Show. Google Glasses, of course, is out ahead of that. They actually displayed a set of prescription Google glasses.
I'm with Dan. Let's go back to how can you 3D print an organ? You're talking cells,
it's live
blood.
Cells instead of the plastic material that they used to print with. Yeah,
that's incredible.
It's like that one. Remember we saw that segment with the ear?
Yeah.
They printed a live ear that they could.
You click on it. Printer offline. Ah, crap.
You know what? After we've been dead like 100 years, there'll be somebody in the lab going, is the head ready?
Yeah.
And they'll make a head for somebody or something. It's going to happen.
It'll be useful.
Yeah.
Tablets, the more and more tablets are coming out, less expensive, faster than what you can currently have. The other one was the 4K television, although did you see the 8K television that does 3D television without glasses?
Yeah. I saw an article on it.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah. And then the last little thing we need to chat about is they announced again this week that, remember the Target breach between Black Friday and the end of the year?
Yes.
Where they said it was only 40 million people?
It's now, I believe, 70.
It's now 110 million
people. Whoa!
That's one-third of the population in the United States is going to have a problem. And a lot of people have said, well, you know, not everyone's credit card is going to be affected. Well, that's absolutely correct. Not everyone's credit card is going to be affected. But coming up, as we know, tax time is coming. So what happens is the thieves are stealing your personal information. They are filing your tax return ahead of you electronically and receiving your return instead of you getting it.
Oh, what's that good?
No.
Well, the good news in all that, I guess, is that Target can boast and say, hey, look, one-third of the entire United States shops at Target.
Yeah, used to shop at Target.
It'll in a month or two, it'll all be blown over. People have short memories, I guess.
Conservative estimates are that Target has lost $22 billion just from the breach.
Man.
And it's not their fault, is it? It's not like Target did something really negligent.
Well, they could have done something negligent in the fact that they may not be scanning all of their computer systems for the viruses. Second of all, it may have been a Target employee on inside job who loaded the virus into the machines for the company that stole everything. They haven't finished that investigation yet. They don't know.
All right. You want to take some calls?
Please.
All right. We have a couple lines open. Now, one more time. That's the last time we'll give the numbers. You can still sneak in because I see a light not blinking. 314-969-KTRS. That was 314-969-5877. Or, and that's the one with the most lines in, you can also try to squeak in, if you could, to 1-888-550-KTRS. That'll put you in touch with Jose, just like Jeff's about to be. Jeff, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How you doing?
Good, Jeff. How are you?
Fine. Hey, my computer runs a little slow. I got the virus software and everything on it, and when it comes to the internet, sometimes it's like an elephant sitting on the line or whatever. The data will not move.
What browser are you using for internet?
I'm sorry?
What browser do you use to look at the internet?
Google.
Google?
Google Chrome, I guess.
Yeah. Have you run like a malware bytes to see if there's any malware floating around in there?
Oh, that went over my head.
If you'll go to a website called download. Actually, not even download.com. The website you want to go to is malwarebytes, MalwareBytes, malwarebytes.org. They have an application. Download and run it. I think you will find that there's probably some malware Trojans on your machine that are causing it to run slow, especially the internet.
Okay. All right. That's all I need. Thank you.
Jeff, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Is Randy still here? We lose
yes.
Randy. Randy's still here. Randy, you're up. Say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Randy?
Return caller and always AM in the PM.
There you go. That's what we like to hear. Thank you.
Jose, I was calling in reference to I've been learning about the deep web. And how can I tell if a computer has been used for transactions in the deep web?
Wait, hold on. What is the deep web for the rest of us? Jose, what is
it? Yeah, Jose, you tell him.
Go ahead, Randy.
Randy, what is it? I'm serious. I've never heard of the deep web.
Standoff.
It's a government created under the scenes, multi-encrypted underworld of illegal transactions.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh.
It's like the black market of the
internet.
It's a secondary web internet function, a web area.
That the NSA can't get it.
Oh, the NSA probably is running it.
So in addition to our web that we use, something.com, .gov, there's another secret whole web? I never knew this.
Randy, why do you care if it's been used for deep web?
Because it could be one of our computers in our home.
So you figure you're just a transponder?
Well, I think some illegal activity may have been happening on one of our computers.
Okay.
And I'm not real sure I don't know if it matters if the activity ceased, if the stuff still on the computer makes any difference.
Well, if it was, it's already been logged. The best thing to do to ensure it is just to take it to bare metal and bring it back up.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And what is BitTorrent?
BitTorrent, it is it's a black market for pirating software and movies and videos and music, and it also functions well for transmitting ISO files of actual. Normal software, but most people use it for pirating movies and software.
So is that something a normal person would have on their computer or not?
Depends on what you mean by normal. I use it. I do not currently, nor have I, downloaded music or movies. I use it for imaging of software that I can't get CDs for anymore.
Okay.
So I get the license. I have a license key. I just need a hard copy of the software to install it. And you can use it for that, but there's a lot of stuff. You remember Mega.com or Mega Upload?
No.
Mega Upload was a storage facility that basically they stored all these torrents and files on, and he was in New Zealand, and the federal government reached out and stormed his place, and a lot of things going on.
What did he change his name to?
Kim.com.
That's right.
He changed his name to Kim.com. So it does have legitimate uses, but it also can be, people also use it for other nefarious things.
Okay. So back to the deep web real quick, and then I'll get off.
Yeah.
The Time Magazine article mentioned that there was a software involved that anybody can get and download.
Yes.
Is there a name for such a thing that I could look for on my computer that
I don't know that they name them the same thing all the time.
Okay. Just like the IP addresses and everything else.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. I really appreciate your help.
Good luck.
Randy, thank you for the call. Right. Thanks for listening. Okay. We appreciate it. Sounds to me like Randy's got his hands on a computer.
Yeah.
A computer that he's scared of or something.
Take or this maybe out. A child that was doing
Kids are usually the ones that will get you into places you don't want
to
go.
That thing might need a rock tied to it and dropped in the middle of the Lake of the Ozarks.
What was the one that just came up being? Lemon?
Lemon Party?
Lemon Party. Yeah.
.org.
Don't go to that website, ladies and gentlemen. Do not.
Absolutely don't go to that.
No.
Dan is next in line. Dan, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Dan?
Quick question for you. I was trying to turn off the electricity in one of my rooms to replace a ceiling fan, so I was turning the circuit breakers on and off,
mm-hmm.
and one of them was to the computer, which was still on, and when I came back up, everything was gone. I had to kind of start over again. I've got all my, like, iTunes is all gone, all documents is gone.
And that sound right.
Anything that I can... I mean, every time I shut the computer down, when I bring it back up again, I have to start everything back over again. I got to change all my little icons to the smaller classic view. And
Dan, what it sounds like is your profile got damaged in the power outage that you caused.
Okay.
Your files should still exist. What happens was when you started the computer, it created a new profile, which is why there's nothing there.
Okay.
If you will go into your documents and settings underneath users, there should be an old you there.
An old me, okay.
And then if you will go to the desktop and my documents, it should have all of the old files and icons that you needed.
Okay, I'll look there. I appreciate that.
Good luck.
Thank you. Andrew, you're on with Jose.
Yes, sir. I bought a new laptop, and I want to change over my... iTunes, my songs.
Yes.
Onto my laptop. Is this just a matter of going to the Apple website and downloading something?
First you're going to have to load iTunes onto your new laptop. Second of all, if you haven't done it, you're going to need to. I think they give you 5 individual authorizations for individual pieces of computer equipment.
Right. It is 5.
So you have to deauthorize the old one and authorize the new one. And then once that's done, if you'll head over to YouTube and just type in transfer iTunes music, they'll have a nice little video and instructions for you.
Okay, well, that could be a problem because my old computer, I gave the hard drive to a person, and he was going to fix it and scan it, and he's gone with the wind.
Let me ask you a question. That's right, because this is iTunes, so he actually does need the old computer. What I was going to say was, if he goes to iTunes and logs in under his account, it still wouldn't come up in the library of music. You still have to transfer from the other computer, correct?
Any music that he's purchased from iTunes, I think, will be available. Anything that he did from his own collection will have to be redone if he doesn't have the old hard drive.
Well, they don't make it. Thank you.
Apple has never made it easy to do
Andrew.
That.
No, they don't, and it should be a lot easier than that. Everything in your library is everything in your library, and it should all be transferable.
Well, Apple's interested in the digital rights management, so if you're the one that loaded it externally, they don't know if you have purchased that disc or if you borrowed that disc from the library. So.
All right, well, we're out of time. Once again, You've done a great public service. You're a great humanitarian, Jose, and I think I speak for everyone when I say that. And Jose's been brought to us by Oreck, as he is every week. We appreciate them so much for that. They have 7 great stores. If you see that big name, Oreck, and you think, well, our vacuum cleaner is fine. No, go in, because there's so many great home care products. Trust me, I'll be getting some of them as we put our basement back together after the great flood of 2014. If you'd like to get in touch with Jose and you had a question and you weren't able to get through, his email address is techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. Give it up, if you would, please, for Jose Hernandez.
Have a good day, everybody.
Hey, Jose. And now another dried-out guy, dried out in the parking lot of his dealership, the basement of his home, John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm so far so good.
Good.
No
good.
Catastrophes
you're in
today.
A good mood, Frank.
You sound almost intoxicated.
Yeah, relaxed.
No, Frank.
Very relaxed.
I'm just thinking about what in the heck? The weather was like a week ago.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, 14 inches of snow out here on top of 5 or 6 that we received on the 1st, 2nd of January. What was it, about 12 below zero? About now, a week ago. And it's beautiful. It's sunny. It's in the 50s. Come on, if this doesn't put a smile on your face, if this doesn't make you sound like you're intoxicated, Frank, what will?
Alcohol. No, you had a little Dean Martin sound to your voice when you first came in. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Rob is in a great mood.
Yeah, well, good.
Let's see. You know, we had the snowstorm.
Oh, let me put you in a better mood. Did you see the video clip from the Detroit Auto Show? I watched it this morning where the guy got up on stage and announced the awards, Truck Award and Car Award. The Truck Award went to the Chevy Silverado, and the Car Award went to the Corvette. Two Chevys on stage. Yeah. Saw it this morning.
Detroit Auto Show. Better than that, does it?
No, that'll put you in a good mood.
Oh, it's unbelievable. First of all, the Corvette is just gorgeous. Unbelievable. A buddy of mine, Jay Shields, is picking up his Schaefer oil. He's picking up his convertible. Matter of fact, we have to take it to the house. He slipped on some ice.
Took it to the house.
And ripped a tendon, had to get surgery. So hopefully he mends quickly so he can handle the speed of that new Corvette.
You got to be in good shape to drive that car.
You got to be like rock hard. Like, I mean, just like a stunt.
You got to be rock hard.
Whoa.
Well, you will be when you see it.
What kind of show is this?
I don't know.
Muscle. You got to have muscle.
Well, that's what I'm in.
Rock hard muscles.
That's what I'm in.
Yeah.
Big rock hard muscles, you know,
to handle
the torque of that Corvette.
That's right. And your neck has to be strong, too. It can snap your neck if you're not careful.
You're trying to have a big fat neck or just a strong neck?
No, strong. Snap your neck when you take off.
You got to be careful.
You got to be very careful.
I have a neck brace, you know?
Well, it couldn't hurt.
But I can tell you this much. The Silverado, first of all, we had the greatest truck in the world, you know, and then to drive the 14, it's just how did you improve on almost perfection? But we have. It's just an unbelievable truck. My son Sam Londoff is driving a 14 Silverado crew cab four wheel drive. This is about his fifth one. He drives one for a week or two and they sell it. So he's like, "What do I do?" I'm like, "Quit putting don't put many personal items in your truck because it'll be easier to switch from one to another." So good problem to have. Gorgeous, gorgeous weather. We had unbelievable day Saturday. Can I tell you about our Friday?
Sure.
So, you know, we get the snowstorm. We're hauling it. We're pushing it. We're getting rid of it. Water main break out here off the east side of the dealership. 5 to 6 hours of running water turned into a Lake Johnny Londoff Chevrolet on Dunn Road in front of us. Our friends at MoDOT finally got out here, and they had to plow that slush and snow and ice. It was a mess, all right? Friday morning, Bruce Weiner, greatest service manager in the world, 29 years with Johnny Londoff.
He's only 29 years old. He looks older.
Only 29 years old.
Wow. He sure looks older. That's hard work, I guess.
I'm 55. We're about the same age. He's been with me. He's been with the organization, as the Canadians say.
Organization.
He's been with the organization 29 years.
Yeah.
I think he started when he was like 12 or 13.
He had to.
He calls me, 6 a.m., no power. I'm like, what? Friday morning. That's how we start the day. No power. On top of all the snow, on top of the water main break, now we have no power. And then a customer comes in and says, I might not have power for hours. Well, luckily the power came back on in an hour.
Now, how did the customer know that you might not have power for hours?
Because he cut the cable.
See, I didn't hear your answer because Dan jumped in. How did the customer know?
I don't know how the customer knew. The customer saw a transformer blow.
Ah.
You know, I mean, you know, transformers blow and power goes out. So we're not done. Then all of a sudden, the conduit, a big pipe with wires from one building to the other connecting a phone service and computer service must have had a crack in it, and it's taking on water pouring in to the basement of the truck and pre-owned center as our phone system fries, and then the computers go out.
Brother.
Man.
Yeah, 9:45, 10:30 in the morning.
Dan had an expression last week, when it rains, it just keeps raining.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's a good. So Billy Dalton, IT manager, Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, hands up, unbelievable guy. He got us back up and running. in a matter of hours, when it would have taken a mere mortal probably days. So the key reason we had a great day Friday and an unbelievable day on Saturday because of the weather, but because Billy Dalton, the Seamless Wonder, that's his nickname here.
That's a name that should be in a Western, Billy Dalton. Mm-hmm. You better scatter now. Billy Dalton's coming to town.
Well,
hey, Billy Dalton's coming to town.
Billy Dalton.
Yeah.
I don't look at him as a cowboy.
Billy the Kid Dalton.
I tell you what, he is unbelievable. He's a great man. They did a great job. But so that's it. Beautiful weather, a lot of inventory. We've got like 40-plus vehicles sitting at Wentzville that they're starting to drop off because they couldn't get them out of the – because, you know, a lot of vehicles come off of rail cars, unloaded into a plant and a lot in Wentzville, loaded onto transport carriers, and then brought to the dealerships. Well, you know, you really can't load up some of those vehicles when they're stuck in snow. And then, you know, trying to drive them up the skids with snow and ice is not really, you know, probably the safest thing to do. So that's it. We got more cars coming, more cars and more trucks. And luckily we had a great weekend. We sold a lot of vehicles, so we have room to park them. But I'm telling you what, Frank, unbelievable. Got the auto show coming up.
Yep.
The auto show rebates already available. Hold on, I had to reach for my cheat sheet here. And an additional $500 bonus auto show cash just came out. Starts tomorrow. Cruise Malibu Equinox Silverado.
Folks, this is hot off the press. I heard him just reach back to the press.
Wow.
And
yeah,
take this right off the printer.
Did you hear my shoulder pop?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I did.
Shoulder elbow.
So repeat that. 500 off what?
500 additional.
Oh.
Additional. Oh. On all 13th and 14th to Cruise Malibu Equinox Silverados. All Silverados. And an additional $500 cap cost reduction on lease support on 14 Cruise Malibu Equinox and Silverado, light duty Silverados. That's for the lease on purchase on the buy, $500 on Cruise Malibu Equinox Silverado. Are you kidding me? You know, a good friend of course, at the station, one of your top sales representatives, Mark Moser.
Who?
His Mark Moser.
And when did he become one of our top sales representatives?
Yeah, I thought he played soccer.
Mark Moser, one of your top sales reps.
Yeah, what about him?
His lovely, adorable mother, Patricia, brand new owner of a 2013 Malibu. He is AM and the PM. She listens to John Carney. She listens to, of course, she's AM and the PM. Huge.
She's the one.
Morning show in the afternoon member. So, Patricia, she's listening right now. You are adorable. We love you. And drive safe in your new 2013 Chevy Malibu.
All right. I guess all we need now is a phone number.
You don't sound too enthused.
Well,
hey, John, how about a number for the dealership?
Have I bored you today or something?
No, you started off.
If I just, like, put you to sleep.
You started off with that Dean Martin on the couch kind of thing, and it sort of was infectious.
I'm in a great mood. Don't
it was infectious.
Hey, how you doing, Frank? What's going on? Hey, everybody.
I thought you were about ready to, you know, jump in front of a tractor trailer or something. No, seriously.
No, you look, you know what I'm doing? I'm sitting here, and in my head, I'm trying to decide, do I hit him with the email that I got from a listener who heard something on another station?
Oh, boy.
Or do I just let it go? That's what I'm wrestling with.
Oh, man.
I got an email. I'm going to throw it out there. I'm going to throw it on the table.
You have to now.
Got an email from a listener who happened one morning to catch Walter Brennan. Is his name? I think he's on another station. Somebody Brennan.
Yeah.
And said that you said to him on the air that you had a great 2013 thanks to his great listeners. It was like a knife in my heart.
Ooh.
Like a stake through the heart.
Oh,
he said, I heard that. This listener that emailed me and said I couldn't believe what I was hearing, that he told Walter Brennan on KXOK Radio, I think was the name of it, or something, that thanks to his great listeners, John said we had a great year. I wanted to go jump off a bridge or something. That hurt. It hurt.
I need a car that I'll have for 6 months because I'm going to die in about 7.
Now, you know that his listeners are too old to drive. You know,
I get you. Yeah. I guess you get a lot of trade-ins for them because the people pass away and
the doctor. They have a doctor's note says you can't drive. Yeah. Trade and get rid of your car.
Yeah. No, I don't want a Cadillac. I said I got cataracts.
I can see that this really bothers you.
Well, it did
I don't think that I really, you know, I mean. You know.
No, this according to this listener, you told him. You said thanks to your great listeners.
So you received an email.
Yes.
Well, normally when you get, if you, I mean, 99% of the time you're getting great emails about how your listeners had a great experience.
I forward them to you.
They could not believe how nice we are here. This weekend, I can't tell you how many people said it was the best experience they've ever had buying a car. And it should be. You should have fun. You should be laughing.
Were these Walter Brennan's listeners that said this, or were these our listeners?
The PM listeners. Right?
Okay. All right.
Well,
you know,
who do you think you would? Who do you think you'd have more?
I started off just barely 8 minutes ago when we took the air here together. 6-7 minutes ago, I was in a great mood.
Yeah, you started your 1 minute commercial about 8 minutes ago.
My 90-second commercial. I mean.
So if you had to drop one audience to really make it and continue on with business, would you drop Walter Brennan's audience or would you drop our audience? Which one would it be? If you had to let one go.
I'm fair to ask. I would never put you on the money on a spot like that, but yeah, I would never drop your program.
Do you have a baby?
Did you record that?
Yeah, I got it.
He said he would never drop it. I hope you got that recorded.
Do you have a baby changing station?
I mean, you're so young and vibrant for
that's
a guy.
Right. That's right. Compared to that station, I heard a great quote one time. Somebody said the audience at that other station that we're talking about, the average age is deceased.
Yeah. Where's the bathroom? Oh, too late.
Yeah, they go. They like to buy the Impala because the trunk holds lots of Depends when they travel. How about that phone number?
Oh God! Yeah.
He's a nice guy, Walter. I met him. He's a nice guy.
Oh, I'm trying to get the phone number.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you interrupt me?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
When does it stop?
Right now.
What is the abuse?
Right now it stops. Right now. Right now.
I'm getting a little upset if you can't tell.
Go.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, 1375 Dunn Road. When you come here, you done had a great time.
See what he did there?
Yeah.
He thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Well, sure I think I'm funny. You think you're funny?
No, I don't.
Well, you do?
Not today.
You're hilarious.
Okay. We're
funny.
Look at that time. Now we're 9 minutes in.
All right, bye-bye, kids.
See you, John.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, listen, I really did get an email. I got an email from this guy. You know who I'm talking about, Walter Brennan? On the old folks station.
Yeah.
And did you notice that when I mentioned that station, did you notice that John, when he gave the number, and he never does this, 8-3, he, for a minute, I think he thought he was talking to those listeners, like little children.
Oh.
Now it's 81-800. Done. Honest to goodness, I think for a second mentioning the old folks station caused him to shift into that mode.
It's because they still have dial phones. They have to.
Well, they might. Yeah. They might. So it's
sad. We'll get back to talking about last night's city council meeting in a minute. Now let's talk to John Londoff at John Londoff Chevrolet.
Okay. We're going to have a break, and then we're going to come back, whether you want us to or not. Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's see how traffic looks. Here's Timothy Weiland.
Boy, it's really becoming a mess downtown. They're still working. They still have the ramp completely shut down from the Poplar Street Bridge onto westbound 70 and now Memorial. And they're trying to right this overturned tractor trailer. Now, that has traffic from Illinois backed up to about 13th and Tudor, which isn't so bad. But northbound 55, you're jammed up from about Potomac all the way up to the Poplar Street Bridge. And then on eastbound 70, jamming up from approaching Grand down through the depressed section. Eastbound 40, they've cleared that accident at Grand. You are still a little bit slow from Hampton, Kings Highway. It opens up around Vandeventer. Then you're slow again, Union Station to the Poplar City Bridge. Westbound 40, it's pretty solid now from Kings Highway through McCausland. Northbound 170, you've got some heavy traffic from Ladue up through Del Mar, and that's due to an earlier medical emergency that since has been cleared. On eastbound 270, you're slow now from McDonald through New Florissant, and it looks like on southbound 270, a little bit heavy between Cage and Ladue, and then again from the Clayton Road overpass down through Manchester. And this traffic report brought to you by Radio Shack. Get up to $300 when you trade in your eligible working phone at Radio Shack through 131. Details at RadioShack.com. Void where prohibited. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tiger Nation, KTRS has you covered all season long. Whenever there's breaking news on Mizzou, turn on the Big 550. Plus, we'll hit your mobile device with alerts, including reminders just prior to our pregame coverage, and we can send you the final score if you're ever out of earshot. Simply text MIZZOU to 84126. Message and data rates apply. This is the home of the Tigers, the Big 550, KTRS.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael White, a general dentist at Webster Dental Care. Over the years, we've talked about anxiety-free dentistry, stabilizing your lower denture, and affordable dental care. We now have same-day crown service, and we keep up to date with the latest dental technologies, including brand-new, state-of-the-art digital x-ray system. But what I really want to talk to you about today is what I call common-sense dentistry, which means the biggest trend in dental care over the last 10 years has been raising fees. If you recently have been to a dental consultation and somebody is quoting you multiple thousands of dollars just to fix one or two teeth, please come by our office for a second opinion. Give us a chance. We haven't raised our fees in over 5 years. We know what's going on in the economy today, but more importantly, we know what's going to happen in the economy very soon. Our office will stay common sense, but yet we will not sacrifice on quality or service. Please call Webster Dental Care at 96-TEETH. That's 968-3384. Call us today. Give us a chance. I promise you won't regret it.
Bertarelli Cutlery has been keeping St. Louis sharp since 1967 and is your one-stop shop for knife, scissor, lawn, and garden tool sharpening. If it's metal and you need it sharp, look no further than the professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery. For professional quality kitchen gear, such as Vitamix blenders, Lodge cast iron, Wusthof, and Global knives, head down to the Bertarelli Cutlery Showroom, located at 127 Marconi in the heart of the hill. They also carry great local St. Louis-made products, such as NHB knives. These knives are handmade in St. Louis and carried exclusively at Bertarelli Cutlery. They also have cutting boards made from locally sourced hardwoods, designed and produced by Martin Goble of Goble Furniture. So head to the Chef's Toy Store and see all the great items and deals to be found. Bertarelli Cutlery is located at 1927 Marconi in the heart of the hill. Call them at 314-664-4005 or visit them at BertarelliCutlery.com. Bertarelli Cutlery, keeping St. Louis sharp since 1967.
If you are thinking of new hardwood floors this year, don't miss out on this one. Midwest Floors Hardwood Clearance Sale. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. For a limited time, Midwest Floor will be reducing its inventory on a great selection of birch hardwood flooring. You can have beautiful 5-inch wide hand-scraped birch hardwood for an incredible $379 a square foot. That's right, you can have one of the most beautiful hardwood floors made. 5-inch wide hand-scraped birch for only $379 a square foot. And with your choice of 8 gorgeous pre-finished colors, you can't go wrong. So start your year off right with the new hardwood floor. Hurry into one of our 2 stores and take advantage of these great in-stock savings during our hardwood clearance sale. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock. PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitchit at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitchit provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitchit will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitchit will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitchit is an eco-friendly recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discounts apply.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
K. Bova Realty, family-owned, big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find K at www.sellingstlewis.com.
This is Jay Hardy of J.B. Smith Funeral Homes in Maplewood and Fenton. We talk to our loved ones often, but we all should have the talk of a lifetime. Sitting down and talking to someone about their life story can be rich and satisfying. Learning about the things that mattered the most to them in life can help bring us closer to those we care about the most. Have the talk of a lifetime. Visit jbsmith.com for a free brochure and information to help you have the talk of a lifetime. JB Smith Funeral Homes, your locally owned friend and neighbor for more than 80 years.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456, or download the app STL Taxi. STL Taxi. Get yourself a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Well, you've heard the news about the Southwest Airlines flight landing at the wrong Branson Airport.
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah, I'm stunned. I mean, Branson is more than one airport?
Yeah. No kidding.
I feel for the pilot, though. He said it's not an excuse, but he was just so excited to see the bald knobbers.
Well, who wouldn't be?
And President Obama was scheduled to meet with the President of Spain at the White House today. The President of Spain said it would be nice to communicate with the President directly instead of speaking to that plant the NSA sent him.
Oh, I get it. Hidden microphone humor.
Spying on people, yeah.
Yeah.
Michelle Obama turns 50 years old on January 17th this week. What's that? Birthday of her. Unfortunately, today Edward Snowden revealed all of her gifts she's going to get.
He stumbled. Slight stumble kept it from being the perfect joke.
Yeah.
Boy.
Well, that seems to happen a lot to me.
It always is the way.
And finally, this afternoon. Well, this is great news, and not a moment too soon. A fresh batch of Christmas supplies finally arrived at the International Space Station on Sunday. They were sent there, of course, by UPS.
Oh, man. Wow.
Only got a fourth of a rim shot on that one. That was
There's always tomorrow.
I hope so. Bill Clavin segment brought to you this afternoon by Luck Lead Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clavin on the Big 560 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill. There he goes, Bill Cleveland, courtesy of LaCleague Cap. Do I have any time, a couple minutes here, a peon, before I have to do what I have to do?
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody put out a list. I think it was the Zippo people, the lighter people. They make other things under the Zippo name, too, of the greatest products, the most influential gadgets of the last 100 years. So they categorize all these things as gaskets. I mean, as gadgets, although I don't think they're all gadgets in the sense that they're not toys or something you play with, but they are sometimes practical gadgets. For example, one of the first ones on the list, and I agree with this, and by the way, this is one of those things, like we talk about things that haven't changed in 100 years, they're still exactly the way they were. Like I talked about welding the other day. Remember, I had to go to a welder? It's exactly the same thing as they did when I was a kid welding. How about this one? The zipper. The zipper is still exactly the... Now, yes, we have Velcro, but a zipper is exactly the same as a zipper was when I was 5 years old. And that's one of the most... of the greatest gadgets of the last 100 years. Movie camera. Okay, I'd go along with that. Electric drill. Oh, my grandfather... And Dan, I don't know about Peon, but remember those drills you hand cranked them? Like if you wanted to bore a hole and put a bit, you had a big knob, big wooden knob on it usually.
Oh, those
and
are horrible.
Oh, man, electric power drill. If you ever have to take the back off of something and it has about 25 little screws in it, done. Oh. As opposed to so I would agree, electric drill / screwdriver, because... when you double it up as an electric screwdriver, it's even more valuable. I got a bunch of other things. Some of these things are fun. We'll get to those, too, a little bit later. If not, we'll get to them tomorrow. We have no real schedule. I would like for you to consider... got a really nice email from a guy who's on the board at a bank. And he wasn't taking issue with anything I said about First Community Credit Union. I could just tell what I really read into his email was... that he wishes I were speaking for their bank instead of First Community Credit Union. Because I could just tell from his email that he wanted to remind me of a couple of things about banks, but he didn't have any argument about anything I said. And I wrote him back and I said, everything I said about First Community Credit Union is true. And he agreed with that. And I think sometimes when you're the competition and you're up against somebody like First Community Credit Union, it's frustrating because... there are certain things you can't change that you'd like to change. You can't change the fact that First Community Credit Union is nonprofit and it's owned by the owners and the bank is not.
We can't change what we are.
That's right, Lauren. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. We cannot change what we are. And who'd want to change what you are if you're First Community Credit Union? You don't want to change anything. You want it to be just the way it is. Competitive, secure, stable, great service, a great place to bank. And I really appreciated the letter from that guy, but I could sort of feel his frustration. I don't know that you're necessarily frustrated with where you bank, but why are you banking there? If you don't have a great reason, join us, First Community Credit Union, First Community. Community.com. Don't go away. Playhouse coming up. 5 o'clock. Big 5.